This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the fine line between insurrection and riot in Baltimore. Can we even keep count of the places that police have proven recently that they are out of control and targeting lower-income and African-American communities in our cities? Certainly there's Ferguson, Missouri, New York City, North Charleston, South Carolina, and now Baltimore, but that list is not exhaustive. And in most of those cases, the police walked away with hardly a hand slap, essentially killing with impunity behind the shield of the law. Is this a new problem? Hardly. Remember, I call New Orleans home, where juries and judges are still trying to fix the punishment to the crimes of police, killing unarmed African Americans fleeing the floodwaters of Katrina on the Danziger Bridge. That's the top line crime, but the daily problems with police are the bottom line, including the fact that the New Orleans Police Department is now under Justice Department supervision. At every annual big year-in meeting we would have in New Orleans, we would ask the local staff to give a standard lecture to the organizers. They were told that we knew, of course, they would visit the French Quarter, but even when, and rarely if, they saw the police hassling or beating someone, they must not interfere or they would be arrested. Organizers being organizers, they heard but rarely heeded the warning, so invariably on one or more of the mornings, local staff would be calling lawyers and judges to try to spring an organizer who simply couldn't silently walk away from a casual street beating being administered by a cop. So was pulled in. D. Watkins, an author and native Baltimorean, writing an op-ed in the New York Times after going through a litany of his own experience over a lifetime with police harassment and violence, says it plainly. The young uprisers of Baltimore have been paying attention to the peaceful protests in Sanford, Florida, Ferguson, Missouri, and New York, only to be let down by the end result over and over again. We are all starting to believe that holding hands, following pastors, and peaceful protests are pointless. The only option is to rise up and force Mayor Rawlings Blake to make what should be an easy choice. Stop protecting the livelihoods of the cops who killed Freddie Gray, or watch Baltimore burn to the ground. There is no question that mayors pay a price in getting their police under control. Look at the blowback on Mayor de Blasio as a case study. Many, like New Orleans Mayor Landrieu, seem to barely pretend they can control their police force and hold their breath that it doesn't happen here. Too many hold out hope for anointed community leaders of the names that parachute in to walk the headlines more than the streets and what a local activist tellingly called the routinization of charisma, which is obviously a contradiction in terms and no antidote for either anger or insurrection. But that's the job, and it has to be done. As the Pretenders sang, there's a fine line between love and hate. When a police protest marchers stop and the bricks fly at the blue line and riot gear in situations like these, our cities are the Gaza Strip, and this is insurrection. An uprising is different than a riot. The anger is held in common, but the targeting goes from the specific to the general, from the police to the nearest whatever happens to be at hand that answers the red-hot temper and frustration built to burning rage. The answer to the innocent victims and collateral damage is not pointed fingers, but firm hands, finally taking control of the police and changing their role not as occupiers of an alien unknown power. Riots peter out like forest fires in the rain, but insurrections remain hot coals capable of quick conflagration until all the kindling is picked up and put away. The word is out on the streets now. It will be heard. It won't be silenced by prayer, protest, or editorials. Cities need to either control their police and finally change them from a hostile invading force to a community asset and protector, or count the days until the fire next time is not later or somewhere else, but here and now. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.